Do you even got time for me? Think I'm moving, stay around me. Other girls, they be watching me. But a nigga like monogamy. Stay up till 5 with me. Girl, can you stay alive for me? Girl, don't say bye to me. Please, girl, don't lie to me. Put it on me. Pretty young thing. A little bit of drink. Girl, don't sing. Why I love you. She callin' my gym, sippin' on Versace. I been rollin' through the city and we dippin' in wasabi. I be feelin' through your head and your soul and your body. We be chillin' in the suite, but I know you like the lobby. We ain't gotta know anybody. I'ma take control, call me Bobby. I know you like the lights off. I'ma fold you up, but got me. No, let this nigga know. Let this nigga know. I'm going for the gold. Going for the gold.
Yeah.
Don't catch me when I'm gone.
Catch me when I'm gone. But we here. What's going on?
Yeah, we here, man. Episode what?
19. Yeah, episode 19. In this thing, More Than Culture. Make sure you check us out at More Than Culture on everything. C-U-L-T-R. Episode, is this 21? Are we grown yet?
Is it 20?
It's 20?
Yeah, I'm glad we got Austin in here to keep count.
Keep count. Because we over here like
I forgot.
Thinking it's 19, 20.
Are we sure it's 19?
It's 20. It's officially 20, bro.
Oh, it's 20?
20, like.
Oh, man, this is an occasion then.
Oh, it's totally an occasion. We had to do it.
Damn, we should have sent out a group text or something so we could have known what the deal was.
You know what I mean, we should have had a little, some
kind of dialogue. Yeah, I mean, we ain't got no round of applause.
Could have had a pin.
We might edit that in. Let's pretend like it's a round of applause. Let's do a round of applause.
Let's do a round of applause for episode 20.
All right, yeah, I think that was enough. It ain't that many.
I'm your host, Remo Rod. Follow me on Instagram at Remo, 2 E's on the Re.
And I'm the other host, Kamal, the Secret Genius. You can find me on IG at The Secret Genius, on Twitter at One Secret Genius.
And you know, we got always in the building, engineer maestro, Austin. Give me your IG again, bro. I always got
messed up. Mixed by ATX. I know your
appreciate
IG
it, bro.
At this point.
I'm glad we got you.
You know what I'm saying? I got a decent memory at some points during the day. You know what I mean?
And we also have a legend. I'm going to go ahead and say it. We got a legend in the building.
Oh, legend.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so let me tell you a little backstory about this legend here.
Wow.
So, a long, long few winters back.
A long, long few winters back.
That's quite like a
description
little ghetto
of time
ass
there, bro.
Bedtime story. A long, long few winters back, your daddy was hustling.
In the mean streets of November.
So this young lady has done radio, stage plays, TV, reality TV. But when I first met her, she was coming to the show supporting a thing called Snack Pack Comedy. You know what I mean?
Legends in their own right, if I don't say myself.
I don't want to fast forward too much, man. Ricky Smiley Show, you've heard her voice. You've seen her sing Kelly Rowland songs that,
oh,
I mean, they might even be bigger than the Kelly Rowland song. You know what I'm saying? Doing remixes on your favorite shit. You see her on a reality show, Little Women of Atlanta.
Right.
Which she casted, by the way. I ain't going to say too much. I ain't going to drop too much on it. But it's my homie, it's your homie. Give it up for Miss Juicy,
Miss
Baby.
Juicy, baby.
Hey. What's going on, y'all?
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Oh yeah,
I had to wear my good shirt, brother. Let me tell you something.
He did go change into a button down.
Put on some coconut oil and everything. You know
he was
saying?
Wearing a wrinkled T-shirt.
Hold on, now. You ain't got to tell anybody about it.
Hey man, we're open book, man. You know how we do.
No, yeah. Made no sense.
So what's going on, Miss Juicy?
Hey, this is an honor.
Oh my God,
the honor is ours.
The honor
this is
an totally
honor to
ours.
Be here with you guys.
Well, I appreciate you coming out. Season 4 already?
Oh, yeah.
Are we there yet?
We are there in full effect.
What? So tell us a little bit about what's going on in your day to day.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all something. Hold on, my bad. I ain't mean to cut you off, but Juicy done came in here with the nice blue teal. Like, she got, like, how many colors you got in your hair right now?
I have three. Blue, green, and purple.
Blue, green, and purple. Blurple. The air over there looking real blurple right now. That blue, green, and purple, if you ain't blurple.
It's popping, though.
It's popping. Like, man.
No, I can't help it.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, your day-to-day. What's up with Miss Juicy Baby?
Well, you know, from a day-to-day special, me, I'm always busy. There's always something going on with me. I start my day early in the morning with the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Ooh, talk about it.
Of course. If you don't know what that is a national syndicated radio show that I am the sidekick on. So, you know, everything basically is going to involve me, or I'm going to get involved some way or another.
I know that's right.
Whether it's waking everybody up in the morning or or assisting Rock T with the joke of the day.
Hey, Rock T. Shout out to Rock T. That's the homie, man. So, yeah, like, is it crazy working in that environment? Like, you got to be up pretty early.
Oh, you got to be up pretty early. But, you know, when you're a night owl like me, it is nothing but to keep on moving. Right. After the club, you just go straight to work.
So you be saucy sometime on
Well, it's like this. You going to come as is.
Come like you're going to church, you know what I'm saying? Come as you are.
Okay.
Yeah, cause I know,
but, you know, dealing
with
those.
We know you're known to keep your flask on you anyway.
Hey, you know.
Hey,
at all times.
Where you come up with these phrases, these, like, you like, slick everywhere right now, Juice?
Well, you know, hey, I'm not going to stop until the whole world knows who Miss Juicy Baby is.
Exactly.
That's my goal. Hey. Building my empire and making sure everybody, wherever I go, they know who Miss Juicy Baby is.
Oh, my goodness. So,
uh-oh.
When you did the Kelly Rowland
uh-oh.
Record, like, who inspired that? I mean, what was that about?
Well, we have what you call Miss Juicy Song of the Week. So I get to basically pick some of the songs that my favorite songs, and I'm a Kelly Rowland fan.
Right.
So what not better way? Because I started with Dondria. Remember, You the One for Me. So I started with that. But then when Kelly came out with Motivation, I had to get a piece of it, you know, and put my own spin on it. But when I did it, I didn't think it was going to blow up like that.
Yo, I'm talking about when I saw you at Birthday Bash.
Oh, my God.
At least 30,000 people. Right. I'm like, what is going on? Everybody camera out. That's just hilarious, man.
We started that.
It went super viral, too.
Yes. We was in Miami, did it at Radio One Fest.
Oh, that was the first time.
And then we did it at Birthday Bash. Hurricane Dave was like, you got to do it
good
at Birthday
move,
Bash.
Hurricane Dave.
And I was like, I can't do that in front of all those people. Be professional on this stage. You know, you can do it on radio because I can't see those people.
Right.
But he said, please, I got to get you to do this.
Yeah.
So I said, well, Headcrack going to do the rap part of it.
Shout
so, you know.
Crack. That's the homie.
Okay, we can do it.
Happy belated birthday to Headcrack.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And so we did it from there. But what was funny about it, and nobody don't know it, we were bringing up Chris Brown right after our act.
I remember, yeah.
And he was like, somebody please, I can't concentrate. Juicy said she can't feel her leg. But we had a good time, though. We always have fun.
You got to in life. You're very positive. Like, I was talking to you before we got on air about just, you know, where you came from. Be like, you know, everybody sees the success like it's an overnight thing. They don't understand that you've been on the grind for a while. And you listen, man, everybody has a different story. And if you work hard for something, once you get it, you appreciate it.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, if you're not grinding, you ain't making no money.
Talking like a real pimp.
I mean, that's just from jump. You know, starting out, my parents instilled in me whatever I decided to do.
Right.
You know, just set my goals and go for it. Mm-hmm. And now they did let me know because I was small in size and stature that it might take a little longer or harder. Mm-hmm. But don't let nobody tell me no.
Period.
And so when they tell me no, that's my motivation right there.
That's when you turn up.
I turn up. Baby, I can do whatever I want to do. Mike can do it better than you.
Here we go.
So I started in the church.
Yeah.
You know, develop my skills, should I say.
There you go.
Not being afraid to talk and not being afraid to be in public in front of people.
Right.
And so from there, I just went to school, you know, got my training that way. Met Mr. Shelley Garrett, started doing theater. Mm-hmm. The godfather,
urban theater. You know
what I mean? Yes. Yeah. Traveling productions. And so I started with him. And
Is that when you did Beauty Shop?
Actually, Beauty Shop was the fourth play that I did with him.
Okay. Yes. So you seasoned by now.
Right.
Okay.
And that was his intention, and I didn't know it. Mm. And he was seasoning me, getting me ready for right. Beauty Shop. Because what he did was created that. Beauty Shop was already done.
Okay.
But when he brought me into it, he created it around my character.
Wow.
And so I was ready then. Mm. And I remember when the first play I did with him, I was scared out of my mind. But I've never had been in front of that many people. Right. And he don't put you on stage unless it's a sold-out crowd. Wow. And so the first play I was in was with, I believe, Word Up Men. The guy seen Word Up.
Word Up.
Yeah.
That one. Is it Cameo?
Cameo, yes. Hey. And I was in there with him.
Cameo, man.
And Bernadette Stainers, Thelma from Good Times.
Okay.
And so I was on the stage, yes, with seasoned people. Howard Hewitt.
Yes,
with seasoned people and never, ever been in front of that many people.
Wow.
And so it was like, you're going to either sink or you're going to swim. And I was like, I didn't want these people to think that I was you know, a rookie at it, even though I was. So I was like, I fed off of them. And I went out there, and I just showed out. And he was like, just find something in the audience to focus your, you know, your attention on and don't get distracted. And that's what I did.
Right.
But I was out there looking straight ahead. I wanted to see if it was somebody in there that I knew.
Right.
And, baby, when that light came on, I said, ching, ching. And I've been rolling ever since. And every time I wanted to do something bigger and better, he was like, I got something for you. Mm. And when Beauty Shop came along, he said, are you ready? Mm. I said, yeah.
So was Beauty Shop the film inspired by the play?
Yes, it was. As a matter of fact, we was on the road touring, and we had to take a break so he could go to court to give them the right to name their movie, Beauty Shop.
Okay.
If you notice, there was a lot of other shows that were similar, like Nora's Hair Salon, The Hair Show, a whole bunch of different shows. And then it was Beauty Shop. All of those were centered around that one.
Wow.
I played.
Once again, a legend.
Right.
No.
Hey, I'm saying once again, a legend.
Yep. So I started with that, and then I started doing a Fred Hammond movie, Fred Hammond Christmas Who Needs It.
Okay.
I did, like I said, I did about 6 plays with Shelley Garrett.
Okay.
Moved to when the radio show moved to Atlanta. Ricky said I was going to move with him.
Look at that.
And he was like, when I leave, you leave. I said, okay. So I came up here. I continue. I said, long as they don't stop me from acting.
Right.
And so he said, why would I stop you when that's what I'm doing as well?
Mm.
So we came up here. I got with T.Y. Martin, hooked up with him, did a couple of, I humbled myself. Did a couple of extra roles with Tyler Perry. Didn't really do any big roles.
Yeah.
But I said, okay, I'm waiting till my time. And so Ricky started his sitcom.
Yes, he did.
So I did the Ricky Smiley sitcom, the one with Ray J and all of them.
Right.
And I had to show out on that one, too.
Hey. And then one of the castmates, Nora, Yes. Victoria, yeah, which was in the snack pack.
Yes.
Snack pack. And then y'all on the Ricky Smiley show together. That's what I'm saying.
Full circle, baby. Full circle
Oh, yeah. Did that. Start doing the Ricky Smiley For Real, which is his reality show.
Okay.
And I also did season 2 for Hap and Leonard on Sundance TV. Oh. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Michael Kenneth Williams.
For Omar from The Wire?
Yes, yeah. From The
what?
Wire.
So with Omar?
I did.
That's, yo, we got to get Omar. Just go ahead and plug that up. Go ahead and call up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
so, oh, my God. They were so awesome to work with.
Yeah.
And so I did season 2 with Hap and Leonard. Okay. Again, that's on Sundance. And now I'm in my 4th season with Little Women Atlanta. So, you know, once you meet Miss Juicy, you can't get enough. So you got to keep on. And so I'm not done yet.
You're just not getting started. You got the bobbleheads out now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't let you know all about all that.
What's up with the merch, Juicy?
You know what? To brand yourself, you got to make sure people remember you.
Mm.
So what better way for all of the people that just can't get enough of Miss Juicy? I decided to come out with Miss Juicy talking bobblehead.
Oh, it talks.
Oh, it ain't just a regular bobblehead.
Oh, baby, it's not just one of those bobbleheads you put on your car.
Yeah,
you
got to
sit this in your office.
It's a coffee table.
Right.
Right, because you don't want to, it's heavy. It's made, you know, ceramic.
Right.
So it is limited edition.
Ah, don't roll your eyes when you say that shit. You made me feel some type of way. Like, I need to get 3 for my mom. Oh my God.
One of one.
Even though I have blue hair now.
Okay.
It's got my signature red hair.
That means you gotta put out the blue hair.
No, I think I'm doing one.
Blue hair bobblehead. Too.
Well, one for the car probably with the blue hair. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
it's in the works.
Juicy, if you could take the hair out. And then switch hairs.
I'm done
switch
with you.
Then you sell the wig.
No, no.
You sell the bobblehead heads.
Then you can have the one with the crown on.
Interchangeable
wigs.
That's
the idea.
Yeah,
got
bobblehead
crown.
With the interchangeable
with
wig.
The flash.
Oh, yeah. We're changing the game.
Got accessories with your bobblehead. Ain't nobody came out with accessories
okay.
for the bobblehead.
A Mr.
Well,
Potato
Well, a lot of
bobblehead.
People don't have the talking one.
Right.
So that's the reason I was like, I want the talking. So all of the sayings that I say, hey, it's Miss Juicy, baby.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it has 6 or 7 different sayings on there.
What?
So just press the button, and whenever you want to hear Miss Juicy, it's right there.
Where can we get one?
MissJuicyBaby.com. And you also can get all of my merchandise, which includes your hats, your T-shirts. It's unisex, so it's men, women, and children.
Okay, okay.
Everybody, the whole
family. Talking about the kids, Miss Juicy loves the kids.
I sure do.
What's up with the kids ripped the runway?
Okay, it's come called on. Shorties Run the Runway.
Shorties Run the
Shorties
Runway.
Run
Yo, let
the
me
runway.
Tell you, I got the pleasure to film the event
okay.
1 year.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Juicy brings them all out. You know what I mean?
She's Juicy, of course.
So, what's T.I.'s son's name that performed?
Damani.
So, Damani come out.
Right.
And I mean, like, you know, we're grown. I don't know who none of these kids are. Damani come out. Everybody goes crazy. Then T.I. come out. I'm like, Juicy, man. Come on, man. Like, what's up now? I mean, she's
well,
so connected. Juicy.
She's plugged in, man.
Well, what the it plug. Was, everybody, it's a back-to-school event
right.
that I have for the children. And, I have taken a break from it because I wanted to concentrate on me
okay.
at first with my reality show.
Right.
And once I get, because I've taken it as far as I could,
mm-hmm.
but then I want to bring the spotlight to my kids.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I've taken a break, but I do plan on bringing it back. And what it is how everybody always say, stay in school, don't do drugs, don't do this, don't do that. But they don't inspire the kids or why to stay in school or give them a reason
mm-hmm.
to want to go to school. So that was my purpose of starting Shorties Run the Runway.
Right.
It's not just a regular fashion show,
okay.
but it's a fashion show that includes the children, and they can learn from it as well.
Right, right.
So, like, 1 year, I have the kids running the whole entire show.
Yeah.
Only thing I do is fund it. And then get
That's
the
crazy.
Volunteers and stuff.
Kids
so,
hosting and all that stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I have 100 and... and it sounds like a lot, 148 kids
that
end the show, and then you have your performers as well.
Right.
But they are walking down the aisle to their performers of their peers. Mm. No tracks, no nothing.
That's what's
so
up.
They
That's
get the training, the model training.
Right.
They get the actual audition, just like in the real world.
Right.
So I don't want them to, okay, they just gave me this. No.
Right.
If you've never done this, but you had to inspire to do it, I want you to work for it.
Mm. Right.
And get the proper training. And that's what we did. We had also one of the kids, 15 years old, and he had abs of steel, teaching the kids how to stay healthy, to exercise, not just stay in front of the TV, play video games.
Go
just
outside.
Everything. Right.
Play.
Play.
Go outside and play. That's what we used to do.
I think
we
was the last generation that played outside.
Okay.
I think we was the last generation to do a few things. Slow dance is one of them. Kids don't slow dance no more.
Okay, no. They don't.
They don't?
I mean, you got kids. I don't know. Do they slow dance?
My kids don't slow dance.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Thank you.
You got daughters. You probably don't want them to slow dance.
They don't slow dance.
But yeah. That's wow. Shorty's on the runway.
We're going to do it again. Like I said, it's, you know, it let them know that, hey, school is out there. It's something they need to learn from. And they also get backpack stuff with school supplies.
Mm.
So.
If someone wanted to help out or sponsor, can they, like, reach out to you on Instagram or, like...
Exactly. Again, go on the MissJuicyBaby.com.
Okay.
That has all the information.
Okay.
And we will be starting that back up, so we'll put more information about that.
When it comes out.
Can go on and look at pictures from previous shows.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah, that's an amazing opportunity for the kids, man, to be able to... Just experience putting a whole show together.
Oh, yeah.
That's a responsibility.
Yeah. That's what's up, though.
I mean, putting a whole show together. So talk about you casted the Atlanta cast for Little Women of Atlanta?
Little Women in Atlanta. Oh, my God. It was awesome being from the ground up, being a part of the show.
Right.
Being behind the scenes, being in, you know... In front of the camera, so it's a pleasure.
Yeah. So I mean, have y'all kind of cooled it down though? I mean,
it ain't none of that. I'm gonna tell you like this.
You and Mimi still going through
it. You and Miss Minnie and her mama, y'all.
Well, this is the deal with all of them. We all can hold our own,
right?
But when you come for the queen, you got to be ready.
Oh yeah.
And so I don't play with nobody. Throne. I have much respect for anybody, mama.
Right.
But you got to have respect for me as well. Because at the end of the day, I'm a grown woman.
You're right.
So you got to have respect for me as I don't accept nothing less. Because remember, I got a mama too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We've seen her.
She came on the show with class, you know what I'm saying?
Like, dignity.
That's how she raised us to be.
I like the way you be handling it, too, because you just be looking at them like, you're so beneath me. You don't do anything else but this show. I help create the show.
Right.
I picked you. You know what? And I try not to even.
I chose you.
I try not to even come across like that because I just, even though I've been in the game a lot longer than the other girls,
right.
I still try to, you know, teach them and be you know, lead by example.
Yeah.
But I can't make a person learn anything. What's the old saying? You can
lead
a horse to water, but you
can't make them drink.
No.
Them damn horses, them dumbass horses.
No matter how thirsty a horse is.
And trust me, they thirsty, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I'll drink to that.
Okay. Man, where's my flask?
Oh, man, you're right. We slipping. We need a diamond flask. So if Miss Juicy was hosting an event, what's two or three must-haves for Juicy to be comfortable to host an event? Like, what do the people need to know about you?
Now, what my must-have, like, in my green room?
In your green room.
I need Moscato.
Moscato. Pink Moscato? It don't matter.
No, I want Moscato D'Asti. Just plain Moscato.
Ooh, shit. She got a last name for Moscato. Yeah, I ain't know Moscato had a first and last name.
I never heard Moscato
pink,
with
no
nothing
rose,
on the
no red.
Moscato d'Asti.
Okay, Moscato. What else we need?
That's all I need.
This is it.
I need some Reese's.
Just the Moscato and the d'Asti.
Moscato d'Asti.
But if I wanted to, that's when I want to be good. Okay. And if I want to be a little bad,
turn up.
As long as I have me some Apple Crown.
Ooh.
And Sprite.
Okay.
And I'm good.
Apple Crown and Sprite. Mm-hmm. We're going to find out. We're going to remember that one. Get juicy in the club. Get us some Apple Crown and Sprite. So,
oh, man.
People who put on fakes and facades, you're not fans of. Like pregnancies or...
Yeah,
you're not fans.
So what was up with that?
Yeah, it's kind of...
She faked the whole pregnancy?
From the job?
Are you talking about from the show?
Yeah.
Oh, child. I'm just going to keep it real regardless.
Thank you.
You know, that's me, and that's the only way. It's called reality, so that's the only way I can be is be real.
Right.
But I just don't understand why you fake it, and you know that I know the truth. So what did you expect me to do? I was going to fake it with you?
Right. You can't keep
I can't
fake
do
with
that.
Faking. No.
I can't do that, especially
integrity.
When I know the people.
Yeah.
I can't. Mm-mm. So I just kept it real. I wasn't trying to be messy, which a lot of people thought I was trying to be messy.
Right.
No, I feel like you were trying to be messy if you came on the show and you told a lie when you knew somebody else was on the show that knew the truth.
Right. I mean, but when you have homies, like, you never, come on, you ain't never, like, stood up for your homie or just kept the lie going just because they was your people?
It depend on, well, of course I have, but, I mean, certain lies just don't make no sense.
Thank
right,
you.
Okay, I see.
A pregnancy only, I mean, where the baby got to come at some point, right?
At some point.
You got to be showing sometime.
9 months.
She went all the way to 9 and was like,
baby,
I'm still pregnant.
And now you done had a miscarriage. I'm so done. I could not lie with that. I couldn't do it. I'm like, are you serious?
She went through all trimesters.
And I was trying to be a friend, too. I was like, now would be a good time for you to tell the truth. She didn't want to listen to me. So.
Yeah. I mean, you're a good friend to a lot of them. What's your friend's name who got engaged?
Money.
Yeah.
She's married now.
What?
Yeah.
She done jumped over the broom.
Baby, yes, she did.
It was looking rocky for a minute, though.
Well, you know, hey, things happen. There's not a marriage that's easy. If they tell you that, that's a lie. There's not a relationship that's easy.
That's true.
This is real lives. Everybody always talk about how we turn up.
Right.
But what group of women have you seen, average size women, that can stick together and not turn up?
Right.
So, because we short don't mean that we ain't going to turn up.
Because that damn party was turned up where she was at. Like, I was out there with them, bro. Like, was it free alcohol and everything? It was like...
You talking about when the queen
party? Your birthday party.
Well, see, you know...
You queens? When the queen...
Did you see her guy salute herself?
When you talking about... Well, okay.
It was at a mansion, first off. Let me just go ahead and paint the picture. We had to drive an hour. It was in the woods, but it opened up to this mega mansion backyard, front yard. The cameras was out there. We didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, well,
when
the
you
deal
said
is...
it was a mansion, she said, boy, that was a clubhouse.
Well, what it was, I had to show the girls really how to throw a party and how the queen operate. The only way for the queen is entrance is on a paralarigan. And what that is have all four men to carry you in.
And what's that called?
A paralarigan.
Oh, shit.
I thought you said parallelogram.
I was like,
that's
God.
A shape, man.
Carried in on a geometry test?
Right.
Like, damn.
And so it's where, like, I don't know if in the olden days or, like, your even... China, the different places where you have the men to carry you in. And none fitting but the queen to have that happen.
And I'm talking about, like, they cleared away, bro. Like, you see all these greased up dudes. Like, we walked up when they was bringing her in. so I ain't know what
he was confused.
I was confused as hell. It was like, it's a whole bunch of greased up dudes with bow ties on.
Where are we going?
Where, what's happening, baby? Like, what's going on?
What kind of party is this?
It was my party. That's what it was.
Like the queen as right.
That's right. And so none other, they had to, you know, if you're going to carry the queen, you got to have some muscles. I don't need nobody that's going to drop me.
Uh-oh.
So we had to make sure that was right. And it was royalty. So, was, you know, you had your purple and your gold going and everything. And so it just came in, and everybody showed me so much love. It was that's the way you party. I didn't want them to have to pay to get in. But, you know, worried about, okay, I can't come.
Right.
I was like, you don't even have to dress up. Just come to have a good time.
Right, right.
And just bring a bottle instead of pen. Bring a bottle. It wasn't a BYOB, but bring a bottle. That that's made what... the bar. So that way we had something for everybody, whether you drink or you didn't.
Right.
Because we had... water, juice, you name it.
They had finger foods. They had things for vegans like myself.
Okay, we had food out the butt.
Yeah.
I mean, it was food everywhere. And then my cake was even royalty.
See, it was too many people around. I didn't even get a chance to get a piece of the cake. Juicy. I was going to talk to you about that off air, but you want to bring it up.
My bad.
I mean, come on now.
Man, you know you got to get in front of the cake line. You want some cake at the party.
Man, it was so many people. All right. It's just amazing to see your friends
blow up.
Just blow the hell up. You got gifts and memes out here, girl.
Well, when you
and my keyboard. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
And you know what? Like I was telling my mom the other day, I said, Mom, I know I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Yeah.
But, and I'm so modest and humble. And you never forget where you came from. I said, but Mama, your daughter done made it, honey. I got my own gifts and memes.
Did your mama know what it means? Like,
this? Yes, you know, now she's getting computer savvy and stuff, honey.
Ain't that crazy?
You can't tell her not to put up no meme or something.
My mom is still not my friend on Facebook. I refuse to let her in, bro.
On Facebook?
On the book,
that's
bro.
The most, bro, first of all, when's the last time you posted? Anything
we ain't
Facebook.
Talking about that. We just talking about.
Well, my mom not on
it
Facebook.
It would make your mom really happy.
But she does when like on your phones.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's what's up. Well, I'm gonna get to see a baby looking like.
Eye rolls.
Girl, where you get that face from?
Right. Where do you get your face? That's a good question. What be on your mind?
You know what I speak. Through my facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know if you done messed up. Or you know,
people
you know.
People tell me I do that too.
Huh?
People tell me the same thing.
I can't help it. I talk with my face.
And it's always been that way?
I've always been that way. So, I haven't changed.
So if something gets on your nerves, people gonna know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I ain't trying to hide it. The only way I know is to be me.
Right.
I heard that.
Right. So we're going to talk about a few things here on More Than Culture. You know, we like to bring up some trending topics, some black Twitter things.
Yeah, you want to get into a song first?
Yeah.
Let's play something off that the new Jeezy joint. This is American Dream featuring J. Cole and Kendrick.
Hey.
Hard joint.
Let's More Than Culture it. With Miss Juicy Baby.
Make you sure better you follow get us. It.
Hey, you better get it.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
Welcome to America, baby. Tomb of the brave. American dream, you know?
Yeah.
Dreaming.
Let's go.
I just wanna pull go back. I'm running when I see my jeweler.
Yeah.
Get a hard on when I'm counting up that moolah. Scarface in a living life like a king. Every day eating good with my team. The American dream. Said I wouldn't, but I knew that I would make it. Got my first pie, yeah, I knew that.
Some haters.
dollars and cut up the cake. Then I put it on plate. I'm running the game, you running in place. Still a youngin' at heart, but mentally, bitch, I'm 108. Like pun in the late 90s, my niggas is juggling weight. Running for state to state, gunning the race for safety. I'm on a paper chase, whatever it takes to make me a millionaire. Silly, cause how many really get there? I mean, how many niggas is cheesy? Y'all mean it's just not so easy, breezy. Turn on the TV, see these niggas to trap on a CD. Meanwhile, back home, my niggas still cracking the BP. Hoping one day they could BD. Niggas is there on the screen, cause that's the American dream. Now here go the thing, listen. Hysterical screams coming from mothers that bury their kings. Or the unbearable pain of watching them walk out with the sheriff in chains. Becoming a number, they no longer care about the name. White folks been getting rich off of cocaine through some underhanded methods I don't got time to explain. Out of fear that I won't reach him, and since preaching ain't my thing, I just drop a gem or two within a few verses I sang for all my real niggas trapped inside the game. You know the answer.
When I pick a bag of money, when I see my jeweler, hit a hard on when I'm counting out that moolah. Scarface in a living life like a king.
Streets made for ballin', 10 toes ain't for falling. I hear the world calling. Tell me if y'all in.
Tell me if y'all in.
I gotta eat, I gotta make money with, I gotta feast, I gotta rely on what is known to the traveling man. Set his own, got my Bible and my rifle in my hand. Oh yeah. I gotta eat, I gotta make money with, I gotta feast. I gotta rely on what is known to the traveling man. Set his own, got my Bible and my rifle in my hand. Oh yeah.
Yo, that was the American Dream of the new Jeezy album, Pressure.
Yeah.
Featuring Cole and Kendrick. It's a hard joint, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of good music that came out 2017.
Yeah, 2017 was a solid year for hip-hop, especially, man. Yeah, Black music in general.
Yeah. Who you been liking this year so far, Juicy?
Well, I can't take it away from Jeezy. I don't like to name people.
Okay. You got friends and stuff.
Yeah, I'm too well-connected for that.
You weren't talking about me. You didn't bring me up. that's a horrible Jeezy, but that was my Jeezy.
Well, I'm just going to do like this. Bad. Pretty girls like trap music.
Oh, that joint is crazy.
Yo, they are not giving 2 Chainz
It's not getting a lot of love on the
list.
That's
his best album
coming up. You said that's the best?
His best album.
Oh, his best. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I love that.
That album is hard.
So we are with Miss Juicy Baby here at More Than Culture Podcast, episode 20.
Episode 20. Follow y'all. Make sure to follow us on IG at More Than Culture, CULTR.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get into the meat of the show now,
drop
man.
Start it.
Just discussing the things that's going on out there in the world.
Crazy, what's poppin', man? What's going on out here in this crazy universe?
I know y'all heard about Omarosa, right?
What has she done now?
She has decided to reapply for her black card.
What you mean?
She quit. She quit the White House. She say she quit. They say they fired her. But either way, she about
don't
to
you
be
hate
done.
That shit? Like when a black person leave, they be like, "Nah, we let her go." Actually, she didn't leave on her own.
But now she coming, you know, hat in hand, like, "Hey guys, I'm trying to come back in, you know, I saw some things in there that weren't too good for the community. And so now I decided that I'm going to step aside.
And come on back.
Man.
What does Omarosa have to do to gain her black card?
Nah, it's gone, man. You can't. Trump. Oh, Siri, I'm not talking to you.
Siri was like,
What did I even say to sound like
Siri? She will never,
Siri?
Ever, ever, ever be a minority.
Nah, never. But she done, man. Yeah. If you affiliate with the Trump administration, your black card is forever redeemed.
And she's been affiliated with the Trump administration for a long time.
Oh yeah, she laid in the bed full. She got under the covers. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Got the bed bugs.
She took her socks off and all that.
Oh man. Well, you're gonna have to do something, baby. Like, I don't know. She's gonna have to birth Serena Williams, baby. Like, be the midwife or something. You gotta do something black that's powerful.
She already had her baby, though.
Okay, well, then.
It's too late for that. You gotta find something else.
I don't know, man. She gotta, like, marry a duke or something like that. Since black women are getting
it's
with the royals. It's too late?
It's too late.
And you say too late.
When Robin Roberts says, "Bye, Felicia."
Thank you.
You
lying. Good Morning America.
Robin said, "Bye, Felicia."
Yes,
first off, Robin
did.
Said,
yes,
"Bye."
Robin Roberts said, "Bye, Felicia."
Yes, she did.
In reference to Omarosa on Good Morning
America. Yo, Robin gained an extra black point for me.
Yeah.
You know.
She didn't even stutter in saying it either. She said it.
Yeah, when Robin Roberts is flexing her black card on you.
All right, so it's a wrap.
You know your black card's gone.
You know what, Juicy? I see you, like, on the reel or, like, something.
Oh,
speaking your mind.
Speak that.
You know what I mean?
Speak that in existence.
I think you could, you know what I mean, go ahead and step up big time with it.
Speak that in existence. Speak it.
You know what I'm saying? What else is popping good, sir?
Man, y'all check y'all internet bills in the coming months, man.
Oh, I heard about this retarded.
Net neutrality is officially dead.
So what does that mean? Break it down to the layman.
I mean, basically, net neutrality meant that the internet doesn't belong to anybody.
And that is the right. That's right.
You can charge people for access to it, but once you've been giving them that access, they got free to access anything else that's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
wow.
What net neutrality does is it ends that. So they can section off the internet. They
what
can
do you
say,
mean?
Well, you can get this basic package, but it doesn't include social media.
Oh, you get
what?
It doesn't include Google. They can block you out. Like, you can buy a Google package. Like, this $2.99 a month, all you can do is Google.
They going to nickel and dime us.
Yeah, that's basically what it opens the door
they
for.
They going to do like Spirit do.
So they can, you know, you can. that's basically what it is, man. They make it.
I'm sorry.
Your internet bill going to look like Spirit Airlines.
Wow.
paying to let your seat back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Got to pay for tissue in that.
Man, you're going to be paying for everything.
Yo, that is crazy, man. So the Wild Wild West is over with.
Yeah, it's like the government has been given over to private corporations, man.
So when is it supposed to start?
Yeah.
I mean, it's dead now.
It's an effect, and
they can do whatever they want.
They gonna
at this
do some
point.
Crazy shit.
You know, everybody, of course, is taking. They're taking a public stance, like, you know, we're not gonna take advantage. Blah blah blah.
Man.
But we know the real. We know what's about to happen.
You know what's about to happen.
But this is what I really think is gonna happen. I think that Google is gonna become the primary internet provider. They're gonna let that shit wide open, but they are gonna be spying on the world.
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying?
They're
gonna be recording everything you do, trying to sell you everything under the sun.
Well, they're already doing that with Messenger now.
But now they're gonna, I think, because they've been laying all this pipeline anyway.
Yeah.
I think that that's what's gonna happen. They're gonna become the major provider. Because they supported net neutrality. They were probably one of the.
Google supported it.
Yeah, 100%.
Of course, because they could clearly do their thing.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Well, there it is. Freedom at its finest. We got to move to Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what people are going to do once they start charging y'all to scroll Instagram. Once you get to the end of your scroll, they're like,
it's eight.
I'm sorry, you got no more scroll for 30 days. Can't scroll no more.
For 30
That's the end
days,
of your scroll,
but these kids will go crazy.
Oh, not man. Just the kids. The president gonna go crazy.
Oh,
you know he stay on social media more than we do.
Man, Trump on his damn social media.
He is
man.
King
okay.
Twitter fingers, bro.
Just don't make no sense.
And sometimes you was like, is someone else controlling his social media, or
sadly, no. It's him.
It's Donald's thumb doing all the typing.
Phone, his little fingers. It just don't make no sense. Yeah,
we got other things to worry about. Do focus on, try to accomplish.
Has he accomplished anything yet? The year is almost over, man.
What has Trump done positive for us as Americans?
Positive.
Nothing.
Getting on everybody's nerves.
I can't think of one thing.
Showing that racism is still much here.
Okay.
I think that's positive. I think that's very positive. So the kids can see what the older people were talking about, because a lot of kids feel jaded about, everybody's cool. It's one world. Like, okay. Yeah, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
one world,
baby.
All right.
It's one world that they trying to goddamn take over.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But pray the Lord, the Hebrew shall arise from the ashes of those specific things on the eastern region.
Yeah, all right. All right. Yeah, what he said. Yeah, Diddy about to be a NFL owner. Yeah.
He trying to own.
He trying to buy the Panthers because dude got caught up in one of them 2017 situations.
Yo, these 2017 scandals.
You know, he apparently I haven't even really looked into what he did, but it was pretty rampant throughout the Carolina Panthers organization.
Yep.
And so he just announced that he's selling the team. Diddy said he want in, man. He's trying to get it. He's trying to buy in.
Hey, you know what,
trying to put a group together.
That might not be such a bad idea.
What you think a Diddy NFL game look like?
Yo, Ciroc
everywhere.
Be lit.
Ciroc everywhere.
You got to.
It might be Ciroc Stadium.
Ooh. It will be. It will be.
That's, you might need. Yo, let's trademark that. And then, sell it to Diddy. I think that's a smart move.
We can sell a Ciroc trademark to Diddy. I don't
Ciroc
think trademarks
Event
work
Center.
Like that.
We can do the whole word. And Ciroc Dome.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. Ciroc Dome. Awesome came with it.
Bro, halftime would be crazy, bro. It would just be him take that. From end to end, the end zone. That would be the whole time, the whole halftime. Just puffy.
You know,
from one end zone to the other. Just take that.
As long as he can do his dance on there.
Heart shaking. Yo, your favorite artist will be performing Ciroc shots just to enter the building, even for kids. It'll be amazing.
It would be a blast, bro. Like, even though the Panthers in our division, I might have to go up there for a couple games.
And you know what? This is right now. It's kind of hard to be a Falcons fan.
I mean, I think we solid. To make the
you think we're going to make the playoffs, man?
Yeah, I think we're in there. Seattle lost.
I know.
They playing right now.
They playing right now.
We dedicated to this podcast, though. So
we were talking to a Cowboys fan.
I know.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well.
We're going to keep them out of the playoffs, though.
Don't get it twisted. I might be in Atlanta, but I am a diehard Cowboy fan. But that's not saying that I don't root for Atlanta when they're not playing the Cowboys.
Ain't make no 28-3 jokes
I'm going to say it again. I am a diehard Cowboy fan. A diehard Cowboy fan. I'm not one of those bandwagon fans.
Right.
But I will root for Atlanta Falcons.
What's your favorite?
When they're not playing the Cowboys.
Yeah, so you had a
get that
one,
straight.
One not. Of them weekends was pretty rough for you this season.
No, it wasn't rough.
It was a little rough.
Dallas came to town and they didn't leave too happy.
I let Atlanta make it. I was okay. I let the Falcons make it.
Okay.
So,
who's your favorite Cowboy player of all time? You have
of
one?
All time?
Uh-huh.
I have several.
Okay. Drop some names for her.
Okay. Drew Pearson.
Ooh, she went deep in the bag.
I sure did.
Okay. I thought she was going to
do the bag.
Okay.
So I go back.
I thought you was
Harvey
talking.
Martin.
Jeez.
Okay. Then we can go up to, we'll go up to Emmitt Smith.
Right.
We'll go up to Michael Irvin.
Right.
Okay. And some more names.
That's what's up, man.
I love my Cowboys. I love all you guys. Even the one that's no longer playing. I love me some Deion, Primetime 21. Yes, he did play for the Falcons.
That was about to get it
but
straight.
But he was in the Cowboy franchise. Let's get that straight.
He became Primetime.
As a Falcon. Let's get that. And he played for the Braves.
Yeah, yep. He did.
He doubled down on Atlanta teams,
yes, he
man.
Did.
So
yes, he did.
Shout out to Deion.
Deion.
You know who ain't getting no more prime time, no more showtime? It's Birdman.
Yeah, he hurting right now, I heard.
Wow. How is Birdman hurting right now, though?
I don't know, but they say he defaulted on his loan
for
his house, and they about to foreclose on his $12 million home.
They ain't going to be able to sell it.
They coming for that Bird. And whose house was it before? Scott Storch?
What, he bought Scott Storch's old house? Man, that house is bad.
That
luck,
house
man.
Is bad. Juju.
Stay away from
you gotta
that.
You
got to
sage
house.
That mine.
Man.
You got to do more than sage or Birdman and been in it. You forgot last time when they were trying to sell the house in New Orleans, they couldn't sell it because you know what it smelled like. They couldn't get it out. I'm sorry. I'm just telling like it is.
What did it smell like?
What was the aroma?
It was the aroma. All up in through it. You can just ride by and just get a whiff.
Just get a whiff. Get oh, a whiff my God.
Aroma. Yeah, but then, you know, you can't ask Toni Braxton for no money because what's her situation? Did she ever rebound from her LaFace situation?
She didn't go to Vegas?
She did get a residency in Vegas.
Yeah, once you get a Vegas show, you good.
Yeah, but not when you owe, like, millions to the IRS. They put you on a payment plan, bro.
Oh, she owes Uncle Sam.
She was in some tax debt, I'm pretty sure. Like, they took a lot of her shit, I think.
But I think she's good now. Though.
I hope so.
Yeah, man. Like Tony's
so
like
maybe,
one of them.
Maybe she can help Birdman out. Cause ain't they together?
Well, you know that's what they say.
They've been seen.
He cleaning. You know, he done took his goals out. He done wiped the tats off his face.
No, he did.
Bro, you haven't seen Birdman lately?
Bro, I'm about to Google him right now.
He got straight teeth.
You lying.
He might have left one teardrop. You can't get rid of all
you
your
can't
tears.
Get...
You know what I'm saying? You got to leave at least one drop up there. Mm-mm. So I think he left a couple drops, maybe. He definitely wiped that star off the top of his head. That's gone.
What?
Mm-mm. Yeah, he a new man. Toni Braxton, she done unbroke his heart.
You know what they say about the legendary R&B singers? They known to do that to the guys.
Right.
We not talking about nobody particularly. But Toni Braxton, you did that. Erica, you be doing it too.
Yeah, Erica. Because
she done changed them all.
I'm telling you. Erica ain't nothing to play with. I won't look Erica in the eyes if I meet her.
Baby. Well,
you don't qualify, though. You're not like an all-time great rapper.
See. Oh, okay. So you don't know about my previous bars acting endeavors.
I'm unaware.
Oh.
What was your rap name?
I'm not telling you all that. It's just underground information. You know what I'm saying?
What was the rap name, bro?
You know what I'm saying? Still Remo, baby.
It was Remo,
baby. Still Remo, baby. You got Juicy Baby. It's Remo, baby.
I thought maybe you had evolved into Remo from something else. Nah. You ain't had no old name?
No. I mean, I've had several names.
All right. Well, give me one.
A goofy one or a cool one?
I would prefer a goofy one, but if you want to balance it with a cool one after
I'm
going to
put a
one.
Goofy cool one together. I was the blacksmith at one time.
Just the blacksmith, or were you like something the blacksmith?
No,
like
I was blacksmith.
You was just blacksmith, yeah. Not the blacksmith.
Nah,
it don't
blacksmith.
Matter because Erica got that window seat.
You know what?
Oh, Erica got that. She did have a window seat.
Okay.
Erica Badu. Who you be listening to this year? Like just in music or just vibing out?
You know, I love music. It really doesn't matter. It depends on what mood I'm in.
Okay.
What genre of music. I can't.
You just did that scissor.
You know what, heifer?
Damn, she calls you a heifer, man.
Did she call me?
She just called you. She
said, female cow?
Heifer. She calls you a heifer, bro.
Well, move
that's
in.
A first. That's move the first on More Than Culture.
We the have first just, heifer.
Yes, first time the word heifer has been used on the show.
I told you, man, juicy keep it real, buddy.
So I'm a real cow?
You a heifer, bro, officially.
I can't sugarcoat it.
That's got to be the first time you've been called a heifer.
I've never been called a heifer.
My bad. My bad.
No, it's okay.
It's definitely appropriate. This shit. If he a heifer, he
I secrete milk.
What can you do?
Well, all you right. know. So they...
let's not take it too far, man. They... We don't need to know about your secretions.
No. Hell no.
I'm a heifer, man. That's what heifers do.
But you know they, I told you they always have me doing different songs. So yes, I am known to do scissor because I keep them satisfied on the weekend.
Let me find out.
That's my jam.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But like I said, it depends on what mood I'm in.
Right.
So I can listen to some jazz. I can listen to some. I love R&B. I'm an old school person.
Right.
So
R&B is different now, though.
It's so much different than what it was.
They don't make love songs no more.
You know, I can't. I'm not gonna say I came up.
Ain't no love songs.
I remember when H-Town was out.
What? Knocking the boots.
Okay. And Jodeci.
What? Right. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
You knew the group by the riff.
Ooh, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Wanye, yeah. Boys and Men had Boys a little riff. Men.
He had that neck movement.
Remember Guy?
I do remember Guy.
Oh my God.
That's Teddy Riley.
And Aaron Hall. And Aaron
what?
Hall,
that's Black yeah. Street. Ooh.
Prime McKnight.
Oh man, see.
But Black Street was better pre Teddy Riley.
Yes.
Teddy Riley replaced Dave Hollister.
Dave Hollister was off the chart. Oh my God!
Hollister, what happened to Dave?
He put out that album after Black Street.
I'm talking about after that solo album because that solo album was the shit.
That shit was amazing.
Yeah.
I seen him a couple of weeks ago. He's still rocking. I mean, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He did Kelly Price a birthday party.
No, he
and
didn't.
He just graced the crowd.
So you was there, huh?
Of course, I was in
of course, you're juicy.
I'm in the mix,
that?
But
hey.
Y'all should, I mean, everybody, if they knew what time was, they would have been there.
Right.
I mean, you had all
right.
of the...
I didn't have my watch that day. I
you had, you know, Kelly Price is a beast herself.
Period.
So you had
Period.
A whole bunch
yeah.
of R&B artists that was there that was representing the 90s.
Right.
So you had Faith Evans that came out, Rock the Mic.
Oh,
you know, Dave Hollister came. Nikki Gilbert was there, and I mean, but then next thing you know, we heard somebody in the DJ booth said, "Hey, it was a lot of class acts that was R&B artists in the 90s, but don't forget about the hip hop. They had some in the 90s, so
yeah.
MC Light.
Oh man,
yes,
what Light
yes.
showed up?
That's what I'm talking about. Yo Yo.
Oh, don't mess
I'm
with
like,
the Yo Yo.
Don't try to play me out."
Oh, yeah. So, I love that. Like I said, the all-around music, you got to keep it going.
Like, who, I mean, you've been around, you've seen so many people, you're friends with so many people. Who still kind of gives you goosebumps? Like, who do you, what you see and is like, oh, my God. Like,
because
I saw Shelly Caesar at the radio station.
Shelly or Shirley?
Shirley.
Okay, yeah. Shirley.
Like, the gospel singer?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I mean, like, bruh. It'd be weird people that freak me out. I'd right. just be like, how you doing, Grandmama Shirley?
Okay.
I mean, bless your walk and your path.
Well, I used to see this lady all the time. She she's no longer with Radio 1, but she was. And every time she opened her mouth, I cry, but not sad tears, happy tears, that's Yolanda Adams.
Mm.
And so I just love to hear her. But when Vanessa Bell Armstrong
Ooh.
Came up in there.
Vanessa B.
Oh, my God. That woman, I'm telling you, when I tell you I came up in the church, I came up in the church, okay? Everybody need a little church in their life.
A little church.
And so, I mean, you gotta know. And you, like you said, you gotta know the God mama.
God mama, oh my goodness.
Okay.
God mama Shirley Caesar.
Yeah, it just, I mean, I don't really know anybody that give me goosebumps, though.
Look at you, been around. I know, man.
That was a silly question.
I mean, I like the best of them best. I mean, yeah.
Already, Juicy. Already.
How about that?
How about it?
How, catch me outside.
I love, you know, when going from gospel to rap, you know, so R&B. I mean, I love my Snoop.
Snoop, D.O. Dub.
Because he's like, does it so effortless.
He does. And he's the godfather. Like, Snoop's career has been, I think he's just as big now as he was when, like, Gin and Juice was out. Like,
I think that Doggy Snoop style worldwide is probably the biggest hip-hop artist ever.
Ever, bro.
Worldwide, as far as recognizability. Bigger than Tupac? I'm sorry. Tupac. But second to Tupac.
I would second him to Tupac. Yeah. Then I would say Biggie, probably like 4 or 5.
And then if you want to get another form of rap, if you want to get a little nasty with it, then I got to shout out to my boy Plies.
Plies is a fool.
Plies is a flipping fool.
I know it, but I love me some Plies.
but at this point, Plies is, his social media has
won.
Yeah,
he did it.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course. See, people always like,
where is he driving,
where
though?
He's on the never ending road.
It's like, they're like, okay, well, where is he at now? What is he doing now? He's doing the same thing he was doing then. It's just that if he is making the type of music that his audience want to hear.
Right.
Of course, that's the music that you're not playing on the radio.
Right.
Okay? So, but he's doing good because he's doing Plies music, what his people that buys his music want to hear.
Right.
You know? So, but don't get me wrong. When you want to go to Queen, I will do T.I.
Hey, T.I., you got to go to the king. The queen listens to the king.
Yes.
Okay. Has any other celebrity friends tried any juicy talk with you? You know, ain't nobody tried to get up at you, you know?
I plead the fifth.
The plea to fizz is. Come on now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
Come on now. Give us an exclusive now. I know somebody done dropped into them DMs.
F-I-L-F.
Not F-I-L.
The queen stay busy. How about that?
Hey. Stay busy. Excuse me.
Yeah, what else needs to be said? Say less.
Talking about being busy, we're going to jump into Versus. Versus is a great, great, great game we play here on More Than Culture, where we talk about this or that. You give us your favorite, and we're going to keep it going. Hopefully, it gets to the top. This week's Versus is sponsored by Video Photo Atlanta. If you have any needs for photos, videos, if you want to do your own podcast, holler at us at Video Photo Atlanta. They're great people. This Versus, we're dedicating to black female actresses.
Hey, okay.
You know what I mean? So we're going to start off.
I already know who should win, but I ain't going to say it because I feel like you going to say it. You going to put it in the first round.
I always do it, right? I always do something like just crazy off the top. All right, so,
Juicy, do you get the game?
I'm listening to you guys first.
Okay, because you gotta play. It's easy. It's easy to play.
All right, so here we go.
Oh, we got a rap?
No.
I was like, oh, my God.
You know black people think when they rap. All right, we're gonna jump old school, we're gonna jump new school, we're gonna go kind of everywhere. Okay. You give us your favorite black female actresses. Let's say Jennifer Lewis.
Okay. That's the grandma from Blackish, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Or Jasmine Guy.
Jennifer Lewis.
You talking about Jasmine my favorite?
Guy. Favorite actress.
I would have to go Jasmine Guy. Whitley? Come
Whitley?
On.
Yeah.
Jasmine Guy.
Whitley?
Yeah, that's a classic character.
All right, Jasmine Guy or Janet Jackson?
As far
Janet
as actress?
As an actress?
This is only acting.
Man, I would probably stick with Whitley.
Jasmine Guy.
I would stick with Jasmine
Whitley
Guy.
Over Janet?
Ooh, Janet yeah. is good.
Janet was Penny.
She was Penny, yeah, but that's kind of pre, that's kind of before my era.
I mean, but you've seen some episodes.
I've yeah,
seen,
but,
I was,
but a different world. I'm in the meat of that. You
I
know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I feel you. So Jasmine Guy or Tracee Ellis Ross?
Still Jasmine Guy.
Damn.
Mm. I mean,
I might have to go Tracee. I'm going to say Tracee. I'm
I like
say,
Tracee
I'm
too.
Out there.
Because I'm not picking them don't mean I don't like them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm talking about overall experience. You got to understand Jasmine Guy is producing now.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she can dance her ass off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she's as far as stage acting, has got some real...
She got some chops.
Chops, right.
That's who you going with, bro? For.
I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with the other person.
Just Tracee Ellis Ross.
Tracee Ellis Ross.
Tracee Ellis.
Because I'm really rocking with Blackish right now, and
yes.
I think she her on that show, her comedic timing on that show,
it's crazy,
and just in general, like even on when she
Girlfriend.
Hosts stuff,
when she hosts stuff, yeah.
When, her little T Murder raps right. on Instagram. Like I like her, man. I fuck with her. So I'm going with T Ellis.
Tracee Ellis or Sanaa Lathan?
Sanaa Lathan.
Yeah, off the muscle.
Yeah, Sanaa is a beast. She's
a
been
beast.
In some classics, man.
Yeah.
Loving Basketball.
Loving Basketball was like
okay.
Sanaa Lathan or Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, come on, man. I'm going with Jada. Jada's longevity is stupid, yo. She was in a different world with Whitney.
Yeah.
She was Hawthorne.
She was in The Matrix. Mm-hmm. She was in Set It Off.
Set
we
it
ain't
off?
Seeing everything she been in. We
I'm
just saying
her versatility versus Sanaa, I think, is a little bit. I'm going with Jada Pinkett.
How you feeling, Juicy Baby?
I like both of them. Yeah! But,
Sanaa or Jada?
I'm a Sanaa fan. Sorry.
Right. Sanaa. I got a role with Sanaa. I feel okay. like. I mean, I love Jada. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Jason's lyric?
Come
yes.
on. Ooh, now you name
yes.
it. You naming some shit now,
yeah,
boy.
I'm saying.
What you know about
Jada?
Jason's
history
lyrics?
Is crazy, man.
It is
yes. crazy. Some shit. Not to mention, she was Tupac's best friend.
See, when you start putting stuff like that on it, come on, bro, that's not fair.
I respect Sanaa, though.
Sanaa or Loretta Devine?
Oh, man, Loretta.
You can't put them in the same category.
We about
category.
To step it up. We about to rev it up.
Loretta, Miss Loretta.
Miss Loretta Devine.
You can't put them in the same category.
So clearly, Miss Loretta
yeah.
is the queen. All right, Loretta or Viola Davis?
Oh, Viola a beast.
Yeah,
Viola,
she a beast.
She'll make you cry just looking at her, man.
Yeah.
She's a beast. Sniffle.
I'm going to have to go Viola.
I would have to go Viola, too.
Viola?
I would have to
okay.
go Viola.
Okay, Viola or Cicely Tyson?
Cicely Tyson.
Yo, she's just the matriarch. Get out of here.
Not Mama Cicely, bro.
Grandma Cicely, bro.
And even in her
How
upper
you gonna pick
age,
against somebody?
She's still... Killing it.
Yeah, she's been in her upper age my whole life, though. To
but
be
she's
but she's still
killing it.
she been old.
Oh
forever.
My god.
She older than Morgan Freeman, ain't she?
You what you call
they cousins,
huh?
Oh
is it
my
is
god.
It rude, huh? I'm trying, Cicely.
You
it's
are
respect,
trying,
man.
Cicely.
Oh
Age is
God.
Respect, man. That is wisdom. I'm not saying that she should be proud of her. I'm just saying I was born in 81.
and she was
when
81.
I was born,
Cicely Tyson was already kind of up there. Morgan Freeman, too. Morgan Freeman been old my whole life, man.
Oh, my God.
He has a very elderly face.
Yeah. And so has James Earl Jones. Is he still living? I don't want to talk about nobody that's passed.
Joe Clark.
Is James Earl Jones still alive?
I believe so.
I'm sorry. I don't want to do that because I don't want to.
Me too. Huh? Me too.
I'll be thinking people are
passed before their time.
Yeah.
See.
And I'll be feeling bad. So I don't want to say that.
Me killing nobody.
I don't know if we can go any higher than Cicely Tyson. I think Cicely might be. I was gonna go Angela Bassett.
Yeah, that's where I thought it was gonna end
before Cicely.
I thought Angela was gonna be the finale.
She was, but maybe I should have did Viola Davis, then Angela Bassett.
Just for her triceps. Have you seen her arms?
Bassett's?
Yeah. She's like 60 something years old and she looks like she does tricep dips when she wakes up in the morning. Her arms are crazy.
When you're an actor, your whole body is a temple. It's a tool.
Especially if you want to have longevity like that.
And she's working on it, man. Like,
okay.
I'm sure Cicely Tyson still can do a dip or two.
I'm not going to comment on the dip ability of Miss Tyson. Okay? But I don't know about that.
I'm done.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
He plead the fifth.
If she can, that's amazing.
I think she can still.
If she can't, who can understand? You know what I'm saying?
Time well served.
Yeah, I'm sure she could at one point. She was dipping the hell out of them, them triceps.
I am so done.
What, y'all don't think Cicely Tyson worked out?
No, I think Cicely Tyson could do a few miles. She, you know what I mean?
Hey, like, come on, man. I'm not even trying to be disrespectful.
She's a vixen in her own right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I am so done. I cannot believe y'all are sitting over here talking about Cicely Tyson is a vixen in her own right.
Cicely or Eartha Kitt, if you had to do a show.
If I had to do what?
My.
If somebody had to give you a cat call.
No.
Oh, my.
No.
Would you want it to be from Cicely?
No, I'm not answering that. Man.
We done went left.
My God.
Cicely.
No, I'm not answering that. Yeah, but they didn't really set Cicely up for vixenhood in my era, bro.
She was 81 when you was born in 81.
And I, all due respect to Miss Cicely Tyson, this is not, you know, this is just conversation. But is she not like the standard slave woman?
Oh, man.
She is the go-to slave matriarch. In
come on. She's been in a lot
I'm not
of...
answering.
She's like, she's the matriarch. She's the go-to.
Don't bring it to me.
I don't have nothing to
nothing
do
with to
say.
She's
the juicy. No. The comments expressed on More Than Culture do not represent those of Miss Juicy Baby.
No.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yo, she is shaking her head like, oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm sorry. But y'all know it's the truth. Y'all know that Cicely Tyson has been the mother
in
every slave film ever created since 1980.
And I can't wait.
I love you too, Miss Tyson.
Come on.
And television with you.
Come on now.
That would be an honor.
It would be.
If Cicely Tyson is listening to this, we are on our way.
Yeah, we made it.
We have made it.
I'm happy.
We getting gifts.
If I get a letter from Cicely Tyson saying that I disrespected her age and her matriarchy.
That please, they can't like even pronounce it. Just let them make it. That's just all I want you to do.
Just let us live.
Just let them make it.
Oh, man.
You know, God protects the slow and the stupid.
Oh,
I'm neither of those. Sir. Oh, man. I'm fucked up out here.
You are out
damn,
here.
I don't get no protection.
No Waleikums, bro.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of that, brother, is there any life advice we have this week?
Yeah, I got a little something, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh no! Nah, but see, I'll be for real with my advice. It ain't gonna be crazy.
I'm listening.
And Juicy, let us know if his advice is some bullshit. It's okay to call a spade a spade.
Nah. I sure will.
So, this advice is related to parenting.
Okay.
You know, like, a lot of times parents think that they can kind of rely on teachers, coaches, and community members to teach their kids. When you can't, man, like in the era that we're living in, you can't trust nobody with your children, man.
That's real.
I agree with that.
Like, you can't, man, because people don't have the same standards that you do. We were having a conversation, me, my wife, and my daughters over the weekend, and like, we came to the conclusion that morals are lame now.
They are.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even more so than ever, because it's always been a, you know what I'm saying, like, you lame type of thing, you're square or whatever if you don't do. But at this point, like, I mean, even at the most basic level.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's,
like,
it's gone.
It's gone. Kids are so lost. And a lot of it is because parents have kind of let go a little bit to a degree, and allowed television, the internet, and all these other things to have such a grip on their kids, that, you know, like, what you say doesn't even resonate anymore. You
right.
know what I mean? And so, I mean, I want to encourage parents, if you can hear me, to be active in your kids' lives. Have I had something like this before?
I think you have. I think you have, but it's on your spirit.
Yeah, because because mainly teachers and coaches ain't shit no more. All right? Especially coaches of girls' sports. It seems as if, by my personal experience,
okay,
with my own daughter,
uh-huh,
and her basketball coach.
Oh, wow.
That he ain't gonna hear this. And if he do, good, because he need to know that he
you
don't
ain't
know
shit.
Like, he's terrible, man. Terrible to the point where I have to tell her, like, yo, don't listen to that guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's
like,
tough.
You're putting kids in the hands of people that don't know what they're doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's something as basic as basketball, it might not seem like a big deal, but to a young lady who has goals, you know what I'm saying, who wants to play basketball, and you put her in the charge of this coach who don't know what the fuck he doing, who don't know how to shoot a basketball, who don't know how to teach kids how to shoot a basketball.
Right.
And I appreciate his efforts.
He's out there, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't out there, sucker.
They won't let me.
Ah.
Because it's school. Because it's a part of a public school system. They won't let me in the gym when they practice.
They won't
let
you.
I would happily coach these girls up the same way I coach my daughter up, and because I know the game. I know how to coach. I know how to teach basketball to young kids.
Right.
But they don't let me in the gym. They won't let me come to practice. They won't let me help out. And so I have to trust my kid with this coach who don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Oh, wow.
And so because of that, and because of my experience with that, I'm encouraging parents to not trust people to progress your kids. If you want your kids to be good at something, you have to invest probably as much time into that thing as they do.
That's
if
what
you
I was
want
say.
Them to be good.
I was going
to
say, I think it's a time thing. I think, like, back in the day, people had to work hard because the economy was what it was. You could buy a loaf of bread for 50 cent maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so money was still the same. But it was more time allotted to raise a family. Like, nowadays,
true.
It's like, it's the rat race. It's like,
it's
I got to work here, hustle there. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't got no more time. So
you can
see,
you
nowadays,
can
kids or having kids. So the raising has gone out the window. That's what our parents did. Our parents raised us to be, you know, someone, to be somebody, to know your self-worth. These days, kids are having kids. So they don't, if they can't even raise themselves and take care of themselves, they're not thinking about raising no kids. They too busy trying to go back and club and party.
They missing out. They've
been down for 9 months. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, except the one that's out there on the dance floor with their stomach out there too.
Yeah.
But, you know, so you can't expect the kid to raise a kid.
Yeah.
That's
and do it right.
Do it right.
That is true.
Yeah.
You can't expect it.
Because it started home.
I mean, I remember growing up, and it was some younger people having kids. Or I just felt like they moms was cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like all moms are supposed to look like moms and be old and moms. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, yo, why does your mom look like your sister? And it's because she's, like, 15 years older than you.
Yeah, but, you know, that's... My wife had a daughter when she was 15. My oldest daughter is 20 years old.
But y'all got morals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what it boils down to. It's like your circumstance doesn't determine the outcome of your life.
That's 100% real.
Like people are born into all kind of shit and pull themselves out of it and people have children in different kind of situations and are able to pull their entire families up out of that.
Right.
So it's, you know, like babies been having babies forever.
Forever.
My grandmother had her first child when she was 13. Mm. My uncle was born when my grandmother was 13 years old.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? He was a college professor.
Just like that.
You know, like you
said. I'm talking about Mary had Jesus. She was 15.
Like you said, the morals they came from a whole nother cloth.
Right.
These people, it's
no village.
Man.
Right.
There's no village to raise the village. People to help raise the people who need to help raise
us. Because
remember when we were
growing
up.
You can't trust nobody in this village, man.
Yo, it used to be candy ladies. You remember the candy lady?
Man.
Yeah.
The candy lady would slick raise you, shawty.
Man.
Like, you
or
need
even
to stop
if you
playing
go to
so
the
loud.
Church and you acting up.
Yeah, they gonna
snatch
you up.
You're gonna get a whooping, yes!
Right.
And like, rest in peace, Eddie Long paddled home. Me.
Oh, uh-uh.
I'm not sure what to say, man.
I can't.
Like, I have a couple questions, if you don't mind.
Don't say nothing.
Like,
don't fall into that.
Hey, listen, I was being a bad...
How old were you?
Don't fall into that.
I'm in it. I'm in the fair.
I was
I'm
probably like
14.
Oh, my.
And what did you get paddled for?
So we went on the men's retreat, and we talked about
the same,
men's retreat.
Oh,
we went to Detroit.
You got paddled on that retreat?
I got paddled when we came back.
And then a homeless man tried to move into his house. Oh. This is for real.
This is a real story. So on the men's retreat, just catch Juicy up. On the men's retreat, it was a point in the service where, like, you know, guys who don't have fathers stand up. Guys who want to help the fatherless stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Pick your daddy.
He got matched with his daddy. It was a choose your daddy ceremony.
So it was a choose your daddy ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
I got chosen.
It's very weird.
This is very weird, but it happened. And, you know, it was supposed to... See, that's what I'm saying. Like, black communities are trying to... I mean, it was a good thing to do.
You
in
got
theory.
Chosen by who?
I got
by
chosen
his daddy.
By
his daddy.
So I was about to get a spiritual dad.
By his daddy.
Right? And, you know... Fast forward, at the end of it, he was trying to find a place to stay because he was homeless.
He was calling Remo Mama when they got back. Because this retreat was in Detroit. So he came all the way back from Detroit to Atlanta and was calling Remo Mama trying to see if he could stay over there to mentor Remo, quote unquote.
I'm talking about we had a long dinner and it was like 11:30. And she was like, so yeah, it's been great having you. And he was like,
You got me.
I'm here.
You ain't having me.
Let him stay one night. And then it was like, you know, I prayed about it. I don't
Mr. Wendell, you got to leave.
So on that retreat,
Mr. Wendell?
His name was that Mr. Wendell. Oh. Goofy. Goofy as shit, Kamal. Shut up. Talk about my spiritual daddy who was around for a day. So anyway, on that retreat, 14, wow. In the same hotel, it was a woman's retreat. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we were young guys. They had young women. So I invited some young girls to our room. They found out.
Yes, they did.
And they was like, it was him.
And who, the girls snitched on you?
No, the guys. Because they had us all in the room like, yo, so who brought the girls?
And it was like, you took a little pride in that.
I slick did, though. Like, I didn't think I was going to get no battle, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's the kid.
You know what I mean?
It's you know your I mean? Chubby check it over
I'll
here.
Take this paddle. You know what I mean? I'll take this paddle.
You know what I'm saying? Stripes for the Lord.
You what? That's the reason why you turned out like you did now.
Praise the Lord.
Maya.
He's not. I'm getting as far away from you as possible.
It's all love. But yeah, I forgot even the morals. I think we were talking about morals.
Yeah, basically.
It takes a village.
It does take a village, but listen, don't you send your kids out into that village without talking to them first. Because you can't, that village will lead your kid astray. And that's basically what I'm trying to get to, is it all starts at the house, man. Instill morals and values in your kids so that you have less to worry about when they get encountered with people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about, whether it be a basketball coach or otherwise. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So yeah, that's it, man.
Facts.
That's the secret genius life coach moments of the week.
Sponsored by horrible basketball coaches.
No, they didn't sponsor. They don't make any money, so they don't. They're volunteers.
That's probably why they don't give a damn.
No, let me tell you how I really think it goes. Because last year the coach was different, but also not that great. So I think that in the summertime, that they have a staff meeting and they're like, so who want to coach girls basketball this year? And so, because they don't get no extra money for it. And somebody like, I'll do it.
Right.
You know, I ain't got shit to do in the wintertime. And that's how they choose. You know, qualifications mean nothing.
Well, life coach, I appreciate you. May never have kids now because you said some shit like that.
Oh no! Have kids, man. Be
fruitful and multiply.
Exactly what I was looking for.
Well, you know, country niggas know all the sense. Be fruitful and multiply. Keep corn, don't ease up.
What you say?
You don't need.
You said keep corn and don't ease up.
Keep going.
Okay, I'm about to say why you want to keep corn for? Like, it doesn't digest well. I don't eat corn because you shit it out the same way you take it in.
It's delicious.
I don't like the taste of it.
Cream corn?
I'm not a fan, bro.
You got to put some butter on it.
Come on, I was about to say a little butter.
A little salt and pepper.
More pepper than the salt. Because you know black people got high cholesterol.
Okay.
So, it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely.
To have you, Miss Juicy Baby. One time, let them know once again where they can get your bobbleheads, where they can get some merchandise, where they can support Juicy.
MissJuicyBaby.com.
Boom. MissJuicyBaby.com. And your social media is the same?
Yes. Okay. All right, Miss Juicy. They only can go on my Facebook as Miss Juicy Baby.
Okay.
Because my otherness full.
Oh, man, she didn't hit
the limit. She got full accounts. She got limits.
And Miss Juicy J on Twitter, Miss Juicy RSMS on Instagram.
There it is. So what can we expect 2018, Miss Juicy Baby?
More and more and more and more and more of Miss Juicy, Little Women Atlanta, Ricky Smiley for real.
Ricky Smiley for real, Little Women of Atlanta. Make sure you check it out. More Than Culture, I'm your host, Remo Rod. Make sure you follow me on social media at Remo Rod, 2 E's on the re.
Yeah, and I'm the other host, Kamal the Secret Genius. You can find me on IG at Kenny. The Secret Genius. You can find me on Twitter at One Secret Genius. And National. That's it, man. That's episode
20.
20.
2-0.
Let's close out with some 2 Chainz, man, since we always vibing off of that.
We got that pretty lady in the 2 building, Chainz. Man. Thank you, Miss Juicy, so much.
Girls love trap music.
Hey.
Yeah, man. This was episode 20. I'm Kamal the Secret Genius. He's Remo Ride. Thank you, Miss Juicy, baby. We out.
Yeah.
That's a vibe. She wanna vibe. That's a vibe. Yeah, that's a vibe. It's a vibe. And that's a vibe. Yeah, yeah. That's a vibe. Oh, it's a vibe. And that's a vibe. Yeah, that's a vibe. She wanna vibe. That's a vibe, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a vibe. She wanna vibe. That's a vibe. It's a vibe, yeah, yeah. Late night. Oh, it's a vibe. Let me slide. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah, yeah. Dim the lights. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah. Get high. It's a vibe. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah.
It's a vibe. Don't you lie. Your pussy dripping, gushing, dripping down your thighs. It's a vibe. Get high. Digging deep while I'm looking in your eyes. Vibe is the realest. I know you feel it. It's a vibe. Different vibe. It's my vibe, nigga. All the bitches like it.
Okay, so I got the ambiance just where I want it. And if you get paid, it's solely based on your performance. My ego is enormous like my crib in California. If you ain't got no heart, man, you're gonna need a donut. Now I said I'm from the corner of the ATL. Well, we got that clientele, avoid paper trails. Broke so many bells down that I'm shell sharp. A hell Glock soul rocks by the mailbox. Got a vibe, make a yellow chick turn the neck. Got a vibe, make a cougar wanna spin a check. Got a vibe, make an Asian wanna botch. Got a vibe, make a Italian want Versace. Carbon copies get declined, I'm the pioneer. Beat that pussy up, I need riot gear. Any volunteers, gas in a Ziploc. Now that's loud and clear, this one out of here. This is our year.
That's a vibe, that's a vibe. That's a vibe. Oh, that's a vibe, yeah, yeah. That's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. That's a vibe, yeah, yeah. It's a vibe. Am I your type? Pussy tight. Maybe I'll spend the night, yeah, yeah. That's a vibe. What's it, why? That's the type of shit I like, yeah, yeah. That's a vibe. It's a vibe. That's a vibe. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah, yeah. It's a vibe, yeah, yeah, yeah.